Another team soon to exit the Big East is Notre Dame's women's basketball team, which celebrated its impending departure with a stirring last-second win over UConn on Tuesday in the Big East Conference title game. The Irish will join the ACC next season, but are now focused on the NCAA tournament, which begins next Saturday. Joining me now is Kurt Rollo of the South Bend Tribune. Kurt, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks.
Notre Dame went 29-1 during the regular season. They are ranked number two in the nation behind only Baylor, and they dismantled Louisville in the Big East semis. This may sound absurd, but are they something of a dark horse going into the 2013 NCAA tournament?
Well, they weren't expected to have this kind of success because they graduated three starters from last year's team that reached the national championship game, and two of those starters were first-round draft picks in the WNBA. But they have a great leader in point guard Skylar Diggins, an All-American, and she's just so determined that her will has kind of forced this team to grow up in a hurry. And some people are probably looking at them as being vulnerable, maybe a dark horse among the one seeds, but they're still peaking, so to speak, and they just have such a competitiveness about them that I think they will be in New Orleans in April.
Notre Dame, of course, is best known for football. Where does women's basketball now stand in the sports pantheon in South Bend?
They've had 12 sellouts this year. It's a school record. They attract probably an average of 8,500 fans a game. They've always had great support in the past at Notre Dame. But the fact that you have a hometown hero, so to speak, Skylar Diggins, who played at South Bend Washington High School, the interest just increased dramatically. And so the popularity is quite remarkable.
Are Notre Dame fans the kind of folks who travel and will fill arenas as Notre Dame moves through the tournament?
Usually there's a decent following on the East Coast and in places like Los Angeles where they have nice alumni clubs for Notre Dame. But one of the remarkable things is Skylar Diggins has kind of become the face of women's basketball. And when she was a sophomore, her popularity just exploded. She's got like 300,000 Twitter followers, and the rapper Lil Wayne started wearing her jersey on stage at his concerts. You'll be at Milwaukee, and you'll see 12-year-old boys holding up signs that say, "Skylar, please marry me." It's funny, you know, when they introduced the lineups down at Tennessee, every Notre Dame starter got booed, and then they introduced Skylar, and there's this big cheer, this big ovation. So the Skylar effect's been interesting to see on the road.
Kurt Rollo covers the Notre Dame women's basketball team for the South Bend Tribune. Kurt, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the program.